she managed to open both eyes, to pin him with a less than complimentary snarl.
"So you just leave me here alone to be ill?"
"I didn't say that," he said, trying to defend himself. "I'd have Damien come check on you."
She curled her lip at him and pushed him away from her.
"Just go. Get out of here."
Sin didn't budge from the bed.
"I can stay. You're not regurgitating at the moment."
She dry-heaved, and he actually inched toward the door.
"You're just messing with me, aren't you? That wasn't real."
She leaned back on the bed and closed her eyes again.
"I can't believe what a baby you are."
"Me? Like you'd stand over me if I were hurling. Give me a break."
"I might."
He didn't believe that for an instant.
"Yeah, Let me go get ripped and put that theory to the test."
She pulled a pillow to her stomach.
"You're awful."
"I'm honest. Trust me. No one ever comes to check on someone when they're ill."
"It doesn't matter anyway. You're a dark hunter. You can't get sick or drunk."
That wasn't true by a long shot, and he'd had the hangovers to prove it.
"I'm an ex-god your father gave a job to. I can and have been both many times."
Kat opened her eyes again to frown at him.
"You've been ill?"
"Yes. Apparently I lost whatever common cold and flu immunity I had when your mother sucked my powers out of me."
"And Damien or Kish didn't come help?"
"They'll bring food. That's about it."
Her heart ached for him.
"I'm sorry, Sin. No one should be sick alone."
"Yeah, well, we all muddle through, don't we?"
Kat supposed, but it seemed terribly harsh, and a wave of guilt went through her. No one should suffer without having someone to take care of them. It broke her heart to think of Sin in this bed with no one to check his temperature. She tried to reach for him, but suddenly the entire room spun and she started to fall from the bed. Sin caught her against him and cursed as he felt the heat coming off her body. She was on fire.
"Kat?"
She didn't answer him. Instead, she made a strange, gurgling noise.
"Kat, are you all right? Speak to me."
"She can't."
He looked to see Zakhar in the doorway.
"Where the hell have you been?"
"Out,"
he said, with a hostile note in his voice.
"Out where?"
He shrugged nonchalantly.
"You've got bigger things to worry over than my previous whereabouts."
"Such as?"
Zakhar jerked his chin toward Kat.
"Your girlfriend must have been bitten by one of the Galu. What she's doing right now is converting into one of them."